بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كنت خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فقال يا غلام إني أعلمك كلمات احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجد تجاهك وإذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. He says, I was sitting behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sharing the conveyance with him, and he addressed me and he said, oh youngster, I want to teach you a few things. Guard the right of Allah, Allah will protect you. Guard the right of Allah, you will find Allah in front of you. And whenever you ask, ask from Allah. Whenever you seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This essence of asking, desiring, having needs and requirements, this is part of human nature. However, in the fulfillment of this, when we talk of essence of asking, in Sharia this is referred to as su'al, the desire to ask, or the desire for things that a human being naturally has. This is something Allah Ta'ala has placed in every human being. However, the choice of how we express this, desire is there, we have a choice. Either we can ask our needs or place our needs in front of the makhluk, in front of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or we can place the needs in front of Allah. The first option, unfortunately, many of us tend to go in that direction. And this is something that is mazmoom, that is disliked in Shariat. That you ask or you place your need before the makhluk. Ask from others besides Allah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith, he said, وَلَا فَتَحَ عَبْدٌ بَابَ مَسْأَلَةٍ إِلَّا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بَابَ فَقْرٍ. He said, the more you will develop this quality of placing your needs in front of makhluk, he said, the moment you open the door of asking others, this is a nuska, a prescription. What is Allah's sunnah? How does Allah deal with someone who places his needs in front of others? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بَابَ فَقْرٍ. Allah will open the door of faqr and poverty upon this person. He will always be needy. The more you ask the makhluk, the more needy and more dependent on ghairullah, on the makhluk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you. If you look at this expression, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَسَأَلِ اللَّهِ. Need is there, requirement is there. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, place this in front of Allah, ask from Allah. إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ. If you need help, then place that requirement of help before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the revealed books, the major revealed books, Torah, Zabur, Injil. Torah was revealed to Musa alayhi salam, Zabur to Isa alayhi salam, to Dawud alayhi salam, Injil to Isa alayhi salam. It is said the crux and the essence of whatever is contained in the Torah, Zabur and Injil, Allah put it together in the Quran. That was revealed to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the crux and the essence of what is in the Quran is contained in Surah Fatiha. And ulama say the crux and essence of Surah Fatiha is this one expression in Surah Fatiha. Iyaka na'bud wa iyaka nasta'in. Every rakat of every salah, we are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say this. Iyaka na'bud wa iyaka nasta'in. Ya Allah, my ibadat and my worship is only for you. Wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ya Allah, I only ask help from you. This one expression contains the sum total of the message of every kitab that was revealed upon humanity. Iyyaka na'bud wa iyyaka nasta'in. My asking is only for you. My ibadat only for you. My asking only from you. So this asking, dua, this is ibadat. It is a form of worship. In one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ad-du'a huwa al-ibada." Dua is the essence of ibadat. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, he says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Sallallahu ta'ala min fadlihi." Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask from Allah, make dua to Allah, fa'inna allaha يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُسْأَلْ. Allah loves that you ask Him. Abu Huraira narrates the hadith, مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. That person who does not ask from Allah, who doesn't make dua to Allah,
who doesn't develop this quality in him, يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ, Allah becomes angry with him. Makhluk is such, the more you ask them, they'll run away from you. Allah is such that if you don't ask Allah, Allah becomes angry with you. Allah Ta'ala's lanat, Allah's rod descends upon that person who doesn't turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hadith it comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِيَسْأَلْ أَحَدُكُمْ رَبَّهُ حَاجَتَهُ كُلَّهَا حَتَّى يَسْأَلْ شِسْعَنَ عَلِهِ إِذَنْ قَطَعَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask Allah for every need. Ask Allah for every need. And in contemporary terms, if you translate this hadith, even if the lace of your shoe breaks, that also ask from Allah. This quality, su'al min Allah, placing your need, placing your hajat in front of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were many sahaba whom he took oath of allegiance from, took bayat on this. Amongst them, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu, many sahaba. He took oath of allegiance from them on this point, that you will not ask from anyone besides Allah. It is mentioned about those sahaba, that sometimes the sahabi will be sitting on his camel, and his whip will fall from his hand to the ground. People will be walking around. With great difficulty, with takalluf, he would make the camel sit, get off the camel and pick up his whip. So someone addressed that sahabi, Ghaliban Soban radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that your whip fell on the ground. People were walking past, why didn't you ask someone to pick the whip and hand it to you? Why did you have to go through this whole exercise, making the camel sit, get off the camel, and then picking up the whip yourself? What was the response of the sahabi? He says, I took the oath of allegiance on the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I will never stretch my hand out to the makhluk. I will never ask ghairullah. Even the worldly need, even something mundane, this quality Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drilled it into sahaba kiram. The poet, we find one expression, he says, لا تخضعن لمخلوق على طمع, لا تخضعن لمخلوق على طمع, فإن ذلك مضر منك بالدين, واسترزق الله, واسترزق الله مما في خزائنه, فإنما هي بين الكاف والنون. He says, do not demean yourself. Do not demean yourself. Do not humiliate yourself. Do not lower yourself by placing your need in front of the makhluk. Why? First harm of this. When you will turn to the makhluk, you will harm your deen. You will harm your reliance on Allah. You will harm your ta'alluq and your relationship with Allah. Place your need before Allah. وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ. Why? Allah's treasures are limitless. What is Allah's affair? فَأَمْرُهُ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ. If Allah wants something, Allah says, kun, become, and it be, and it becomes. So turn to Allah. Allah's treasures are limitless. Understand this, my respected brothers. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah loves you, loves it so much when you ask from Him, that we find these expressions in hadith, that Allah Himself in the last third of every night descends to the first heaven. Allah calls out, hal min da'in fa astajib lahu. هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ هَلْ مِن سَائِلٍ فَأُعْطِيَ. Who is asking? Allah. Allah says, is there anyone to make dua? Is there anyone to make dua? I want to answer that dua. Is there anyone who wants forgiveness from me? I may forgive him. Is there anyone who has any need? I may grant that need to him. One hadith it comes, Allah says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that Allah says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي دَعَانِي فَلَمْ أُجِبْهُ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي سَأَلَنِي فَلَنْ أُعْطِهِ. Who is there that knocked at my door and I didn't open the door for him? Who is there that asked from me and I didn't give him? Ana arhamur rahimin. I am the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Why don't you turn towards me? I remember 2 years ago when we were in Lens, we met one of our kabirin. He sat with us for a few minutes and he said, tell the ummah, go out to the ummah and tell them that why has this quality of dua come out of the ummah? Why don't we learn how important dua is? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah." Dua is the essence of ibadah. Our elders are telling us we must spend 1 hour a day in dua. 1 hour a day in dua. First question comes in the mind, 1 hour a day in dua. Look after namaz, we raise our hands, Allahumma anta salam, minka salam. We ourselves don't even know what we said. The dua is over in 5 seconds. They are saying spend 1 hour a day in dua. They say, look around the condition of the ummah. 95% of the believing ummah is away from the masjid. 7 billion insan on the surface of the earth. If 5.5 billion die now on kufr, they are going to Jahannam forever and ever. From the remaining 1.5 billion, majority are not on deen. Every branch of deen is affected. The clock of our life is ticking. Qabr and Akhirat is coming closer and closer. We haven't prepared. And still we are saying, what must we ask from Allah? Ask Allah for tawfiq. Ask Allah for hidayat. For ourselves, for our family. Ask Allah to accept us. Ask Allah to give us the qualities of Iman. Ask Allah to give us the lives of Sahaba. Ask Allah to give us the shawq of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's limitless. Limitless what we can ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more we ask, the more Allah is prepared to grant. The more closer we will get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing that will take us closer to Allah than this. So we have to develop this quality of asking. One, asking from Allah. Second, not asking from the ghair of Allah. Not stretching our hand before the makhluk. One of the basic qualities when people go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every jamaat, the 12 things, amongst the 12 things, what are the things that he taught to every jamaat while out in the path of Allah? Don't ask from ghairullah. Don't ask from those besides Allah. For this reason, we are encouraged to come into an environment, a mahal of iman. We have to take our time, my respected brother. We take our time for everything else. Take our time for deen also. Ijtimaas are taking place. There's a lot of fikr going on, alhamdulillah. In this connection, there is a request from Masjid-e-Hilal this weekend. Brothers are requested that we spend 72 hours in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 3 days. If you haven't got the habit, now is an opportunity. I think the Hilal Jamaat will be going to Stanger from Friday. We can contact the Zimmedar brothers. Let us take out this time. Let us make this time for Allah. Go in the path of Allah. Develop this quality of dua, turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.